Blog Talk Radio.
I like that beat right there. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to another exciting Kenny Talk experience. I'm the host, Kenny Talk, and welcome to the experience. We are here to start off another crazy weekend, because where we are right now in the South, we had quite a bit of snow come through, so, you know, and it's pretty cold outside. So everybody listening, because I see you popping up.
Yo, man. And they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I've been dead, dead. Man, I've been popped out. And if she ain't tryna give it up, she get dropped out. Let me bust that UE, we bust that open. Might spend a couple thousand just to bust that open. Rip it off, no joking. Like your name, Hulk Hogan. We can move weight and style for living Hulk Belkin. Bitch, I spit that crack like I'm in that trap. So if you need a hit, then I'm with that bat. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Okay, now Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. Put it in your kidney, got a new LS450. Ain't no keys in this doohickey. If I want rapping, I'll be trapping. If I want trapping, I'll be pimping. If I want pimping, I'll be getting it. Period. I don't smoke no Bobby, but my denim be from Ricky. Got your girl on Molly, and we smoking loud and drinking. Got my top back so you can see what I've been thinking. And if you know me, then you know I've been thinking Franklin. Money, thousands, true religion trousers. Got a private home, started from them public houses. Hair wig killer, causing her arousal. Audi A8, told him Audi 5000.
Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back. And we are back. You guys are not going to believe what just happened. I just got some information in, so we have to go to a quick break. We have a person who is actually on the Michael Bazin show this particular week. And I have just received some information from my people that she wants us to keep it real on her situation. Now, before we get into that, that's going to be a part of the keep it real section. But we had to move some things around real quick. So now we're going to go ahead and bring in our guest. Our guest today, let's go ahead and bring on the line, because it is time to dive into today's subject. And the subject matter is going to start about real commitment. What is real commitment? You know, how do you achieve a real commitment? Is a real commitment even possible? And my guest today is Penny Lane. Penny, are you there? Hello, can you hear me, Penny? Hello, can you hear me, Penny? Hello. Hello.
I'm pulling your hair, you scream my name. Call me daddy, baby, I got you. You get in your bed and lay down, down, down. Girl, are you ready? Cause I'm gonna want you, baby, down, down, down. Right now. You fucking with a real freak. Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind. Cause I know I wanna get it in. Girl, you know that I wanna vibe. Can be body to body.
What's up? What's up, Penny? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
What's going on? Looks like we're having some technical difficulties because of the weather in the area. So I just wanted to go on and bring you on real quick. I had to give you a call. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Thank you. Give me 1 second. We're going to let the song play out, and then we're going to start the discussion. Listeners, y'all get ready for this. All right. Thank everybody for your patience. What's up, Penny? You on the line with me?
I'm here.
Hey, it's cold outside, and you know, we got some snow down here, and it was a blizzard, and I don't know what's going on. It's actually impacting the lines. I've been getting a lot of messages about people that are trying to actually get through, but they can't get through, and on behalf of Dollhouse Radio and behalf of Blog Talk Radio, we apologize, but when Mother Nature go to acting up, we all got to get right. Ain't nothing we can do about it. But guess what? We still made it happen by getting Penny on here. Penny, tell everybody who you are and a little bit about yourself that you want these listeners to know because, hey, people are still listening. What's up?
What's up? I'm Penny Lane. I'm from the South, and I'm 27.
Okay. So, Penny, last week we discussed, of course, on the Kenny Talk Experience, we discussed trust issues. And what we talked about kind of broke down that it actually broke down that trust issues was the main reason why a lot of women didn't really want to commit in a relationship or didn't really want to get involved in a relationship, a committed relationship, because of, you know, they're concerned about, you know, cheating, infidelity or whatever.
Right.
Now, my question to you is this. Do you think, well, first of all, what is real commitment to you?
I think real commitment is just being committed to doing whatever you say that you're going to do. So I think from the beginning, you know, you should kind of have realistic expectations going into it as to what you really want.
Okay. So I never heard it that way. Just basically committing to what you say you're going to do.
Right.
right. So that actually kind of leads us in this direction, because when you talk about infidelity, do you think that everybody go into a relationship with the verbal understanding that, okay, I'm going to commit to you sexually and you only, and I'm not going to mess with anyone else? Do you think that's clearly verbalized in a lot of relationships, committed relationships?
No, I don't think it's verbalized at all, usually. I think it's kind of just an understood rule, you know, that, okay, well, now we have the label as girlfriend, boyfriend, so we're with each other. But I don't think people ever actually have the discussion before they go into the relationship.
Wow. So you think that, how do you think that really impacts a committed relationship when you don't really have that verbal conversation? Like, you know what, this is how it's going to be going forward, when you just, when you just assume it, or it's just understood?
Well, I think sometimes, you know, people jump to a label as far as a girlfriend or a boyfriend is concerned. So sometimes if you don't discuss things as far as, I mean, I think that's why a lot of infidelity happens. People weren't exactly ready to be 100%. And if you're not ready to be 100%, then, you know, you really shouldn't be in a relationship. But a lot of times people don't want to say that because they're not willing to lose what they have right now. And that's just kind of selfish, really. But, I mean, I guess we all do it sometimes.
Yeah, we've all actually been there. I got a couple of quotes here that I want to kind of read to you before we get into it. But before we do, I see we still got people lighting up over here. If you're just joining us and you can get through, thank you for giving us a call, and we apologize for the inconvenience. This is the Kenny Talks Experience, and we are discussing what is real commitment, you know. And we also are going to get into some quotes that we do have here. We got our guest Penny Lane on the line. Penny is here to actually discuss the situation with us, you know. And we still got my man Keep It Real Rod that's going to be coming on shortly, because I'm going to make sure we get him on, and then we're going to actually go into the Keep It Real section. All right, Penny, here we go. Here's a quote that I do have. Many of us are ready for a commitment after the people we meet are able to meet our expectations. What are you, when I say that, what exactly does that mean to you?
Then maybe you're willing to commit if they meet your expectations, but if they don't, then you wouldn't.
Well, you know what? We did a show a while back called setting, you know, the expectations that we set, you know, and a lot of times, you know, that kind of led to us actually talking about certain lists that people have, certain things that they are that they expect a person to do or to be before they would date you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? In that show, Penny, this particular quote is kind of pulled from that. In that show, we talked about how people are. They set these expectations, and all a person has to do is just really meet them for a short period of time, and we are ready to, you know, go, you know, have a full commitment with these people in this short time. And I think that that's the reason why a lot of relationships don't last, because if you can name three things, well, I tell you what, let's do this. Anything that you can name that's an expectation for meetings, for someone that you're going to date or someone that you're going to kick it with, I can guarantee you that a guy can do it for at least 4 weeks, whatever your expectation is. And if they do it for 4 weeks, it actually make people feel like, wow, this is the one, you know?
4 weeks, that's all?
Yeah. I mean, it really is not going to take that long, because 4 weeks don't seem like a long period of time. But if I'm doing exactly what you like for 4 weeks, 4 weeks seems longer as opposed to, you see what I'm saying? So I think
you're selling me the dream.
Say it again.
I said it's like you're selling me the dream.
Exactly, so. Selling you the dream. But how many people fall for that? How many people, and you know what, I'm not even going to say fall for it, is they choose it. They just actually get to the point.
Or it could be that a lot of people, I think, don't have enough expectations, don't have any expectations. So if you don't have any expectations, anything seems good, you know? Anything different.
You know what? Well, that's a true statement. You know, not enough expectations or no expectations at all. So therefore, when they get something, you know, when they get a person that treats them real good, then it's like they're on cloud nine. But mm-hmm. when you talk about sometimes it's not about not having expectations at all, or it's not about having too few of expectations. I think that we need to just wait longer before we get into a commitment, because we have to understand. Yeah. But imagine if you just waited longer and not really just make a commitment off of this, what we like to call the honeymoon stage. You know, you just feeling real good and you just decide, all right, I want to be with this person forever. But then what happens afterwards when things start to die down a little bit?
Those true colors come out, and that's usually what does people in, you know.
Have you ever been in a relationship like that to where, you know, things that you basically jump to make a commitment or to really a decision to really kick it with someone from a short period of time? Have you ever did that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. I'm a Sagittarius, so, you know, that's kind of in our nature.
Well, tell me about a Sagittarius. Tell everybody about a Sagittarius. I don't know.
We're just spontaneous. We like to do things just spontaneously. If we're feeling like it, then it's going to happen. And it's like Sagittarius, you're not going to, like, we're going to do what we want to do.
Wow.
Spontaneity. Not all the time.
Not all the time.
I mean, as far as the relationship goes, you know, if we are down for somebody, we're down for them, you know, 100%. But it's kind of like that. If we don't really want to be committed to you, we're not gonna be like, yeah, I want to be your girlfriend.
Well, let me ask you this question. Right now, Penny Lane, are you in a committed relationship?
I am not.
You're not? Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Can you tell me can you tell us why do you think you're not in a committed relationship right now? And do you think it's attainable?
I definitely think it's attainable. I'm not in one because I choose not to be in a relationship, but it's just because right now I'm just kind of choosing to do my own thing as far as focusing on different things in my life other than a relationship. But at the same time, it's like I do have certain expectations. Like, I'm a nice person, and there's certain things that, you know, I'm a nice person, and I'm going to be, you know, there for that person. So, you know, it's just certain things I want in return. So unless I am going to get that, I just rather do my own thing.
I get that. That makes a lot of sense. And just like based off what you said earlier, a committed relationship that you would be in, or what you would call a committed relationship, is if a guy actually did exactly what he promised or whatever he said, it was real in a sense, right?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. Would you consider a committed relationship one where if a guy can't, well, would you consider getting in a relationship where a guy would possibly, you know, have sex with another girl or whatever outside of y'all relationship? If that was the understanding from the beginning.
Oh. Would I be committed to that person, or would I choose to mess with that person?
Will you choose to mess with that person that up until the point that may lead to a commitment?
If I knew from the beginning that that's not what they wanted, then yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because
okay.
I could prepare myself, you know what I'm saying? Going in, like, this is only going to go to a certain extent. Period. So I feel like that's kind of where a lot of the problem lies, because people won't be real with themselves. You know, like, if a person's not going to be in a relationship, it's like sometimes a person might keep pursuing that person in hopes of, well, maybe if I'm just always here, if I just keep, you know, trying, it'll eventually happen. But it's like if you kind of have to force it and, like, push the issue, then that relationship's probably not going to work anyway.
Well, you know what? I can totally agree with that. I totally agree where you're coming from. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, because I see that's still popping up, and I see that there is also an issue going on, so I apologize for those that cannot get through. we are speaking about real commitment, what it is, and do we feel it's attainable. Penny has let us know that she feels it's attainable at this particular point. You're listening to the Kenny Talk Experience only on Dollhouse Radio. And we need a drum roll here because it's about time for the Keep It Real with Rod session. Now, we're going to get Rod's take on a real commitment, as well as we got to get his take on what we the information that we got during the first break that I had to take. I got some new information in. I got a young lady that actually was on the Michael Bazin show this week. And she got something interesting she wanted to share, and she wants my man Rod to keep it real, you know, with that situation. So we're gonna go ahead and go to a real quick break while I get my man Rod on. We're not going to a break. I'm finna get my man Rod on in just a second, because you know it's like the lines are blocked. So what we're gonna end up having to do is we're gonna have to get my homie a ring and see if he pick up. Right, I know he's in a bad area because he's way out just like I do. Let me get you. I'm gonna go ahead and pull everything up, Penny. Mm-hmm. I want you to hold tight, and we finna make this happen. Give me a second. It is about that time, ladies and gentlemen. And when y'all hear what this young lady had to say, as far as that was on the Michael Bazin show, y'all gonna be like, y'all gonna say, well, now you know what? I don't know what you're gonna say. You might agree with her. If you do agree with her, then I want y'all to sound out. Penny, if you agree, I want you to just make some noise and say, you know what, I feel you. But you know what? Coming from the Kenny Talk Experience, I didn't really feel where she was coming from. But she kept it real. That's what she did. We finna shoot. Everybody, you listen to the Kenny Talk Experience. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because we're going to keep on this every single week, enlightening you guys, right? And that's how we do it. Let me make sure I got all my paperwork together here.
Hello?
That sounds like my man Keep It Real Rod right there. What's going on, homie?
What's going on, homie?
Hey, man, we having some weather issues, and the lines are, a majority of the lines are blocked. But we got several people that are listening already. We just got a lot of people that can't get on. So, man, I'm kind of upset about that. But at the same time, the show must go on. So I said, I'm going to call my homie. Right? What's going on, homie?
What's going on, homie?
See, normally you already be on the line, and you'll kind of hear what we're talking about. But you weren't this time, so I'm going to bring you to the loop, man. We got a special Keep It Real Rod that was emailed to me from a young lady, man. She told me she wants to remain anonymous, but she said that she was on the Michael Bazin show this week. And she called in, but she wanted to email us, and she said she wanted you to keep it real on her situation. And this was her situation. You ready, homie?
Yeah.
All right. She indicated that. Now, the show we're discussing, real commitment. What is a real commitment? She says that she was has been with her husband. This went from her dating to being her, you know, her lover, to being in a committed relationship, to being her husband. And she's been with this guy for 30 years. 30. And she said, because they met, she said they actually met each other and got married when they were like 18 and 19 years old. And she said this guy has been a gentleman. He's been, you know, dedicated to her, and he's been supporting her, and he's been married to her all this particular time. And she says after 30 years, she caught him actually cheating. He had actually cheated with a young lady, right? And she ended the marriage. And in her own words was, she felt like she deserved better. And she said she had already gotten a lot of feedback, like, you know, whatever, whatever, you're crazy for throwing all that away. She said in her mind, she felt that she deserved better than anyone that would cheat on her. And I'm like, even if it was just one time, you're going to throw away? But I said, you know what, I'm not going to keep it real on it. I'm going to let my man Rod keep it real on it, because this young lady says she want to know, what do you think in that particular case when it comes to real commitment. She felt this guy did not have real commitment because he slept with a girl, one girl after 30 years. What's your thoughts on that, homie?
Well, we probably sure he slept with more than one girl. But we're going to keep it real.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she should have threw away 30 years because after 30 years, don't nobody else, ain't nobody else going to know you like him. You just really finna go out there and play yourself. You feel what I'm saying? The little stuff that your mate will put up with, if you've been with a person that long, y'all are almost brothers and sisters.
Wow.
So there's going to be a lot put up with, more so than you going out there trying to find you something new, and it ain't going to work out. So you done threw away your whole little giddy up. Now you out here keeping it weird with Rob.
Hey, and she actually she says they signed the papers. The papers were signed. They went. I mean, they done
went
through everything.
The kid saying, it sounds like she really just wanted out anyway. You know what I'm saying? The mm-hmm. readily like that, I don't think they want to be there. You know? Because if you, it take more than that to break it. You damn near have to kill some people to get them apart.
Yeah. Especially when you're talking about. No, go ahead.
Talking about a lady that did 30 years with a man and she walked away like that. And she had all, that was it. That was all she wanted. You know what I'm saying? She
was waiting on that.
Yeah.
She was already waiting on it.
She built up her courage. It took her 30 years to build up her courage to leave.
That's what it was. So let me, so Miss Anonymous, that's word from Keep It Rod. Keep It Real Rod let you know that, you know what, baby girl, you probably, you didn't add this in the letter, but you didn't say whether or not you was actually messing with anyone or not. It sounds to me like she had somebody in the closet or somebody waiting or somebody that she really wanted to be with or either just didn't wanted to get out of the situation like my man Rod said. And you played
really?
Yourself. You played well, yourself.
Hell, who in the hell gonna treat you? Why, after 30 years, I don't think you want a different treatment. I think you probably said it in the same way that you've been in. So who in the hell
that
found that look. Told you something green on the other side of the pasture? You feel what I'm
who
saying?
Told
somebody
that?
Had to tell you that. Because you was cool for 30 years. Somebody had to say, man, listen, it's straight over here.
So let me bring
friends.
That's what it was probably. So we got you played yourself. You out there looking for something that probably ain't there. Even though you know, like just like you said, dude probably did sleep with more than one girl. 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years. But then you gotta look at this too.
What's
after up? 30 years. After 30 years, man, this is supposed to be an older lady. But then
yeah,
she finna do next.
What is she finna do?
That's what I'm saying. And then who you finna do this shit with? They be saying that they finna go to the fair or some shit. Motherfucker finna take them to the amusement park. Man, that ain't life for real, man. That little one moment shit.
Mm-hmm.
You throw away 30 years for that little bullshit.
Stupid. Okay, you know what, Rod? Now we finna get my girl Penny. I got Penny Lane on the line. Penny, I hear you in the background. Penny, what do you think about Miss Anonymous and the decision that she made to end her 30-year marriage?
I agree with her, honestly.
Just you do?
Because I do, because I think that she had a certain expectation of him. I think when she said her wedding vows, I think that was an expectation. I think that was a commitment to her that I'm in this 100% with you. If we going through something, we got an obligation to work it out, and I got an obligation to work it out with you and not find somebody else on the side because I'm feeling whatever way about whatever.
So why don't they work it out, Penny? They went through something.
Because
they went through something. He slept with somebody. He made a mistake, one mistake. Can we work it out?
That's
the ultimate.
Yeah, because if you don't want to be married, don't be married. You get what I'm saying? Like,
what?
That's what being married, what's the only difference between being married and being boyfriend and girlfriend?
Well, he was with you. Well, he was with her for 30 years, and the letter didn't say he filed for divorce. It says she filed for divorce.
Yeah,
now, he wanted out.
She's just, again, treated some type of way, right? Like a queen, like catered to. He always does for her, a gentleman, right? So she has a certain type of image of him for 30 years. And now all of a sudden that image is shattered. Now you already know this dude regardless, yeah, it is just one time. You know what I'm saying? I feel where I'm coming from. It's 30 years. You know what I'm saying? That's an investment. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, I feel hurt because now that image of what you thought you had really ain't what you thought you had. What you thought you had was just what that Lexus you thought you was driving was just like that Toyota that everybody else been driving. You know what I'm saying? It's no
so
difference.
So she found out it wasn't no Santa Claus.
Right. And I mean, I feel her. You know what I'm saying?
But if it's truly a Lexus, it can never turn to a Toyota. If you truly like that person, it don't matter what they did with somebody else.
Nah, she's probably
talking about, okay, put it as the marriage. Or take the marriage out of it. Take the paperwork away from her. See, y'all was friends 30 years. That's a long goddamn time. You know them more than you know your kids. You feel what I'm saying? You've been with this person 30 years, man. That's probably most of her life.
But
so
it's
you
also
and him been
kicking
it.
Betrayal
or what? Yeah, I'm talking about you act like he gave away. He didn't give away a kitchen or nothing like that.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
30 years.
Hey, listen, young lady. Excuse me. Your man didn't give away a kidney, baby. He just went in there and came on out. He got an oil change. You understand what I'm saying? It was quick, just like a lube job.
You just had a lube job.
Yeah, you trying to make. Hold on, sweetie. You trying to make this into something like he gave away y'all life savings or some shit. Nah, he ain't doing shit like that. You just saying he went and asked for that. Coming from a woman or whatever, see, it's time for y'all to wake up and stop living in this fantasy world. This is why us as people ain't getting nowhere. Everybody playing. You know where the real deal is. Ain't no damn queen. The queen over there in England. Your ass is there. So stop that.
But actually,
like,
that's the thing.
Queen of what?
Let's get the queen up. Everybody accepting it. Like, oh, it's cheating. That's just the norm. Everybody going to
humans, you know what humans doing. Humans are accepting it. People that don't want to be a human, not accepting it. Because you're trying to make some. If you're trying to make dogs and all carnivores eat no meat. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm not saying that it's not going to happen, but my point is it came to her front door. So that's point blank period. That's where you messed up. Point blank period. This shit came to my front door. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
it
Penny,
door 30 years later.
Penny, can we work it out? Can we work it out before we get a divorce?
Well, Jeffrey Dahmer.
I don't know.
Look, you going on a date with another dude and meet Jeffrey Dahmer. At least you know your man ain't crazy.
I guess you just got to, if the other person would do it for you, then yeah. If you think the other person would stay, if you know you could do the same thing that he did to you and he would stay and work it out, then yeah. But if you know you did the same exact thing he did and he wouldn't stay, then no.
Then no. Well, Penny, let me ask you this question. Do you think that a lot of the expectations, especially with Miss Anonymous, sometimes they are unrealistic? Or you're asking for perfection?
No, I just think that probably when they went into it, they just had two different understandings of what forever meant and their concept of marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fully believe you should have the conversation before you get married. Okay, if we get married and say one of us cheats, is that something? I'm not saying now you got a pass to go do it if you say it's okay. But you know what I'm saying? That should be a discussion you have. Like, is that something that you would be willing to work on, or is that like a deal breaker?
Well, let me say this. Here's a quote that I actually sent out. And this is real because this is what, see, talk about a real commitment. And ladies and gentlemen, everybody that's listening and those that possibly just came on, this is the Kenny Talk Experience on Dollhouse Radio, and we are talking about real commitment. And we've gotten a letter from Miss Anonymous, who had been with someone been with her husband for 30 years, found out he cheated once after 30 years, and filed for divorce, and they are now currently divorced. But see, what we have to understand as human and as, you know, just basically people, we have to understand that what you go through with your lover cannot be stronger than what you have or what you have had from the start. Because if what you go through is stronger, then you don't have a real commitment. When you talk about a commitment, commitment is not easy, you see. And it makes me, and it brings us to the situation where she had an opportunity to work it out, but she wasn't strong enough to do it, so she took the easy way out. So she just says, it's better to do this because I found out Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy are not real, you know, so I want out.
Say it again. He kind of took the easy way out.
Well, out of what?
He ain't doing that.
Man, that man went and got some pussy, man. You know why men get pussy. That's why you, the same reason you wake up and breathe air.
I'm saying.
He didn't go get no pussy because he was thinking about her and you, babe. It didn't have nothing to do with you. He just got some ass. You finna make it out of this whole big old pitch because that, you know, they call female drama. See, what it is, we have allowed y'all for so long to have this drama that y'all go through. Oh, you got some pussy. Oh, you, come on, babe. You know you ain't that hung up on me getting no pussy. You ain't that hung up on me getting no pussy. They're like Tiger Woods just told the girl he gonna get her $350 million if he cheat again. I ain't getting a bitch a cheeseburger if I cheat. Nothing. I don't owe you nothing. Nothing if I cheated. That ain't got nothing. That, what the fuck I owe you because I got some pussy. I was happy, the girl was happy, and you mad. So now it's fucked up. No, that's two against one. That's two against one, right? Me and her was happy, and you mad.
You said that's why you need to be single.
Yeah, why not just be single? Like, if that's how you really feel. Like, if you don't care.
Man, let me show you something. You know why a lot of men get married? Because y'all nagging-ass girls always want to get married. You go and say, man, I want this big fancy wedding. You really ain't even worth marrying. It don't even be really nothing that he finna gain in this relationship. Only thing he finna gain in a relationship is another mama. I don't need a mama. I need a friend.
That's what's
going to
happen.
With benefits. I don't need another mama. I just left my mama when I was 17. Bye, mama. Finna go party. Do all kind of wild shit. I don't need no another motherfucking guardian. Girls get a misconception, man. And then when a motherfucker be nice to you and say, man, you know what? I'm going to keep you around. I'm going to go and marry you. That don't mean I'm going to cut my dick off. You feel what I'm saying?
Keep it real, Rod.
I just married you. I ain't cut my balls off, though, baby. See, what y'all got to understand, stop the drama, man. You going through life backwards. You looking for, and then all you doing is dick hop. You ain't going to do nothing. I'm dating him now. So he going to get some pussy. He going to get tired of you. Now I'm dating him. You could have stayed over there with your bloke. You could have stayed over there with your man. And then y'all girls don't know about the word position, man. You can lose a number one spot and go down to a number four. And what did you look at that? You ain't going to be shit then. You had a number one position. You was a queen in somebody's eyes. Now you ain't the queen in nobody's eyes. Everybody just look at your ass like a throwaway piece of mat. You feel what I'm saying? You got to be the one that choose that. See, everybody ain't going to make you their number one girl. Because you go holler at another dude and he treats you nice. That don't mean you number one. You could be number two.
You're never going to be number one. You know what I'm saying? Not every dude's going to be number one.
That's what I'm saying. In every girl's life. But he know who he number one life in. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know who you number one life in. So when you take that upon yourself to say, nah, I don't want to be number one in your life. I'd be his number two. And you think you're going to climb to number one. No, you might move to number three. But you left the man that said you number one. You left him and said, ah, fuck that. He cheated. That's correct.
Yeah,
So Penny, what do you think about Penny?
Number one.
What do you think about what Keep It Real Rod is saying? He's saying that when it's a lonely and it's a cold track out there that you jumping back into. When you get back into it, you're gonna meet another guy, right? But you're gonna meet a guy that's on a dating scene. I guarantee you that guy probably got someone that he sees as a number one, but he's gonna date you and see you as a number two or three because he's on a dating scene.
You already losing value right there. You left home and you lost value.
Because he's not my number one. Just because I meet him and we're talking, that's not my number one.
I'm saying,
but see, the thing about it is,
you're your number one. One day you're gonna look for another number one, and you might think that you are number one.
That's what I'm saying. Dudes act like females don't have teams too. Like y'all,
we don't care. You know what I'm saying? Do what I'm saying. We don't care about that. That's what I'm saying. Stop the drama. All of, okay, now you done jump back over here to reality now. Females have people too.
Okay, so stop the fucking drama.
So that's what
everybody
I'm
is human, man.
So like
okay, when we go, okay, you know what y'all get mad about? When I get on the radio and start talking about slanging dick, then y'all get mad and say, okay, we be slanging pussy too. Okay, I don't have no problem with that. But you said it like that. You said we be having dudes too. We be having. Okay, so who
guys act like just because you see them say you're not offensive. That's what I'm saying. But
I'm not getting offensive at all, baby. You was getting offensive because you said y'all be thinking y'all at number one.
Understand? Yeah, you think just because we start talking now you're my number one?
Man, I'm talking about banging. I'm talking about banging. When we start banging. Okay, I would assume that I'm your number one, even if you tell me to lie. Hey, I'm your number
don't
two.
Don't assume nothing.
Yeah, you have to assume.
Don't assume nothing.
You have to assume because that's how y'all girls is. Then when you don't assume that how this girl feel, then you going then now, okay, I'm the bad guy.
Let me ask y'all a question. Here's a question. Do y'all think that some people are in committed relationships or stay committed in relationships just because of the fear of being alone?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely?
Probably so. Man, people stay in relationships for all kinds of damn reasons. Money, from money to status.
Being
to
comfortable.
This motherfucker look good. You feel
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
So it's so many
different reasons. So that's why the name of the show is Real Commitment. Because I think when you talk about real commitment, it's like, here's the thing. If I, regardless of what we go through, if I, just like Keep It Real Rod said, make you number one in my sight, in my eyes, and in my life, you see, if I do that and I do step out and, you know, get a tune up, and oil change, like my man Keep
That's
It Real Rod say. And I come, but it's what I do afterwards. Now, if I start getting mm-hmm. with the tune-up and oil change girl that I got that from and start saying, all right, I think I want to make you my number one and I want to spend the rest of my life with you, then I'm tripping. I'm an emotional clown if I try to do that. But if I'm committed to you, guess where I'm going? I'm going home. See, that's where the commitment comes in. And the commitment is sticking together, and to stick together is not easy. That's why they call it sticking. You know what I'm saying? It's like a struggle.
Being, man, if a tree don't bend, it's going to break, man.
There you go.
What the fuck people think in this world, man? If you don't bend for something, you're going to break that tree, man. I don't give a fuck how you think you're going into it. I'm setting down my ground rules. There's going to be no fucking. Man, get your corny ass off.
I mean,
off,
you
man.
Already know what type of person you're talking to when you go into a relationship. You already know what type of dude you're talking to before you get into
it. What kind of dude that don't like
sex? You already know what type of female you're getting into it with. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, if you're dating a hoe, you're dating a hoe. You know what I'm saying? Point blank, period. So that's what I'm saying. Everybody just need to keep it real from the get-go. If you're not going to be 100 with a person, why make them believe that you are? What's
well,
the
y'all girls
do that
for any species on the world. Y'all girls do that more than anybody. Make a motherfucker feel like they're number one. Then them boys, you know what them boys doing? Killing their girlfriend and they self now.
That's what's happening.
Because that's that shit that y'all be telling them. Okay, this the first time I ever sucked a dick. And all that old corny shit like that.
My point is, somebody's selling a dream and somebody buying it somewhere.
Man, most of the
point.
Time, the girl be selling. That's how y'all getting y'all little position about. Most of the time, y'all
right.
be selling the dream. Man.
Well, everybody, it's all my listeners, it's about time for the final thought, everybody. And I'm going to go through the final thought real quick, and then we're going to go out with the open discussion on it, and then we're going to go ahead and call it a wrap. Next week, the Kenny Talk Experience, the weather is going to be pleasant, so therefore there's not going to be any issues, and I'm really apologetic about a lot of y'all not being able to get on. I see your messages. You know, send me a message on Facebook, send me a message on Twitter. And here we go. The final thought of today. I want y'all to feel me on this one. The Kenny Talk Experience has been kicking it about real commitment. All right. What is real commitment? Some feel that it's a relationship with one person. You dedicate your heart, body, and soul. But my body has grown sexual needs. My soul belongs to God. And my heart is too fragile for you to hold. Now, there are many outside things that are going to happen for the sole purpose of tearing what we have apart. And you want to stay committed if the things you go through. And you won't stay committed if the things you go through are stronger than what you have from the start. Now, many of us commit to prevent our lovers from leaving or just to make sure they date no one but us and don't understand why their first thought is to leave whenever the road gets rough. He cheated on me. She flirted with him. Things that we do to each other because we grown. But despite what happens, the real show of commitment is when we both bring both our asses home. That's all we trying to say. Commitment is tough, everybody. It's not easy. If you're willing to stick with a person, if you are willing to stick with a person, then understand that it's not going to be easy to just stick next to a person. You got to make sure that you're in it for the long haul. And I wanted to just share that with you guys because this thing, this relationship thing is getting crazy. Like my man Keep It Real Rod said, Hug said, man, we got people killing each other, man, killing themselves. I mean, just crazy. We got chicks that are just damaged for life because of something that another guy did as pertains to what's between his legs. He stuck his penis in this person and he ruined you for life. Man, we got to get bigger than that. The Kenny Talk Experience is only here to give you the real. You know what I'm saying? So Keep It Real, Rod and Penny, y'all got a chance to drop some serious signs. We agreed to disagree at the end of the day. But guess what? We adults, and we understand the truth is going to outlast anything. Y'all feel what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, that's what's up.
Well, that is the
final thought of today, and I want to thank Penny Lane for sharing. And I want to thank my man Keep It Real Raw. And I also want to thank Miss Anonymous, because you know what? She didn't have to share, but she did. So she did basically fuel the fire of the conversation, you know, after the break, because that to me, wow, that's crazy. But you know what? It's what it is. It's whatever you want. You know? Go out there and find Santa Claus if you're out there. And I guarantee you know, I guarantee you might find it. No, I ain't gonna even lie to you. This is the Kenny Talk Experience, and we're gonna keep it real. You will not find Santa Claus. Penny, Miss Anonymous will not find Santa Claus. Okay?
I mean, maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Maybe.
Maybe one day. Santa Claus, you know what? She is going to find him. He's going to look like Santa Claus and everything. He's going to be old. He's going to be like 90. And he ain't going to fuck nothing else. He ain't going to even fuck you.
Yeah, no. He's just going to look bent over, baby. I remember I used to tear that up.
All right. Everybody, the Kenny Talk Experience is going to be coming at you again next week. Live and direct, and the topic that we're going to talk about, it's going to still kind of be based around commitment. We're going to talk about looking for love outside of it, of a commitment, because we all have met somebody that was in a relationship, you know, seriously in a relationship or whatever, and they're at the point where when they meet you and, you know, the sex probably be good, then all of a sudden they start really trying to connect and make a relationship with you. And you're like, wait a minute. Don't you got somebody at home? But like, what are you doing? You know, it's like they forget about who they got at home without actually changing that situation. They try to hold on to both or just to build a second relationship outside. We're going to get into that a little bit, you know, because I'm sure we all have done that, have actually experienced that in some shape, form, or fashion. This is the Kenny Talk Experience, everybody, only on Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to Dollhouse and shout out to Blog Talk. We are doing it. And we're going to keep on doing it. The listeners are building up. Kenny Talk EXP on Twitter. Hey, Rod, tell them how they can follow you on Twitter, man.
Keeping it real, R.
Keeping it real, R. Get at my homie. Penny.
Yes?
You on Facebook and you on Twitter, right?
I'm on Twitter, Penny, in my own name. And I'm on
Penny in my own lane. I like that, Penny in her own lane. All right, everybody. I definitely want to thank you guys for participating. I want to thank all the listeners. And we're going to be back. We're going to hit y'all even harder next week because that's just how we do it. And as you can see, technical difficulties does not stop the party. You know what I'm saying? We're going to always keep it going. We're going to find a way to make it work. And that's the kind of thing that we do, right? Everybody keep in mind the book, The Truth that Tears Us Apart, The Lies That Keep Us Together is available. Make sure you go out and cop it because it's real talk. And be ready for part two because part two is going down. We're never going to stop. We are never going to stop. So thank everybody for listening. And I want y'all to have a fabulous, safe weekend. Get out there and have you some fun, you know. Life is short. Life is long. So make the best of it. That's what I like to say. Salute to all my, of course, homies out there. And salute to everybody keeping it real with, you know, Penny Talk Experience. And like I like to say to all my ladies out there, oh, let me tell y'all this real quick what happened. It was a chick came up to me and say, what's that you be saying at the end of your show, Kenny? You know, it's something you be saying about kissing. Well, you be saying something. She said, that really be turning me on. And y'all know what I said. Shit, I said, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. And I had to drop it on her like that, and she did get like that. She got moist. It's the Kenny Talk Experience saying we out. Thank you for listening. Be ready next week because we going hard. Peace out.